On October 2nd, the University of Wyoming College of Education will be hosting University of Southern California Professor Dr. Mary Helen Immerdino-Yang, who will be the keynote speaker at the annual Elbogen Symposium for Teaching and Learning. She will discuss how emotions shape learning, motivation, and self. Dr. Immerdino-Yang is an expert on neuroscience and education. She says emotions and our social experiences are a big part of learning.
You literally think and learn because there's some kind of emotional attachment to that thought or that thing that you've learned. You value it in some way. And that value could be intrinsic for the information's applicability to your life and or for your inherent interest in it, or it could be extrinsic. It could be something that a teacher says, if you don't learn this, then you're going to flunk the test and everybody's going to be mad at you and we're going to think you're not a good student and you're going to have to stay in from recess, right? So the thoughts that you have and the feelings that you have about those thoughts are completely intertwined with one another.
So what does a teacher take from that? And let me just use maybe a personal example, math. For years, I'm probably a normal American and yes, feared math, and because it wasn't easy. And mm-hmm. So you initially have some bad experiences with math, and maybe you just assume that, well, this is just something I can't do, and I'm going to struggle. So as a teacher, how do you work the emotions to get a kid out of that attitude and help them learn?
You've had all kinds of emotional experiences with math. So we think of math as being something, you know, sort of cold and purely cognitive and separate from our emotions. But what you're telling me is that emotion, you know, is totally intertwined with your knowledge and ability to do math and your motivation to do math, right? In your case, it's a negative association. What teachers need to be able to facilitate and foster in an effective classroom environment is emotions around math that are constructive and that are conducive to learning high-level mathematical concepts. So those emotions, like fear and like anxiety, are not conducive to high-level learning. But emotions like interest and like excitement and like a sense of challenge, those are conducive to high-level learning. So teachers need to find creative ways to help kids build constructive emotions in academic domains. Find ways for the kids to genuinely feel the excitement of understanding in a new way or of thinking in a new way. And one sort of pitfall that can be taken sort of in the spirit I don't mean it is that a kind of easy way out to get the kids to feel positive emotions is to kind of reward them from the outside, you know, throw candy at them is the worst example. And there what you're doing is in some ways potentially actively undermining their ability to feel like intrinsically motivated emotions about the mathematical content. And instead, you're superimposing these really salient emotions about wanting to get rewards from the teacher or to get stuff. And what you really need, what a really skilled teacher is able to do, is share their love of the disciplinary thinking with the kids. Take the kids inside their mind with them and say, this is what it feels like to use math from the inside and to think like a mathematician. And this is an inherently fun process if you develop the appropriate skills to be able to manage it and use it to solve problems you care about. And that's a very, very tricky thing to be able to do, but that's what the very best teachers are able to do.
It's interesting you say that. We can all remember maybe the college teacher or two that was able to do that on a particular subject.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And so how, is it more training for the teachers so they can get themselves emotionally involved in some of these topics?
Good teachers, talented teachers, really are artists. They have to be very knowledgeable about their subject matter. They also have to really be able to take the perspectives of the learners in their classroom and imagine how it feels like to think like them within the domain that they're trying to teach, and then try to adjust the way that they assign things and explain things so that they can really facilitate the kids experiencing the material in a constructive way so that it feels engaging, so that it feels meaningful to the kids in a real and sort of genuine way. And I think a lot of times teachers don't appreciate, and in large part this is not their fault, it's only very recently that scientists appreciate, emotion is so completely infused into our cognitive abilities. So teachers often feel like bringing the emotional side into the learning process is kind of an aside or a waste of time or something extra. But in fact, what we now know scientifically, and especially neuroscientifically, is that literally for the brain to learn something, it has to care about it. You can't learn something that you don't care about, that you have no reason to remember. And so they need to find reasons for the kids to care about the math, and they have to be reasons that are intrinsic to the math and not sort of extrinsic, like, well, then you can go to a good college, or, well, then I'll give you a candy at the end of the week. You know, candies at the end of the week can get you, you know, to sort of step over the first step and start trying to engage with the math, but they're never going to turn you into a real mathematician. Real mathematicians do math because they love math, because they think it's such a fascinating topic. We need to find a way to share that with kids.
I have so many more questions I wanted to ask you, but we're out of time. Mary Helen will be speaking at the UW College of Education. It's the 2013 L. Bogan Symposium for Teaching and Learning. She'll be the featured speaker at 4 o'clock Wednesday, October 2nd. We're looking forward to having you on campus, and thank you so much for joining us in Open Spaces.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure.